Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. I don't know where he is. Supposed to be here. Where? I don't know. Let me just say this. Maybe we'll find him. It's time now for Ron Rademacher, travel writer, author, speaker, storyteller, and a guy who holds the record for getting lost on the back roads of Michigan the very most. He's here somewhere. Let me try this. Michigan Backroads Report brought to you by the Benzie County Visitors Bureau. Make it Benzie County. We are Northern Michigan, and the fall color is starting to set. There he is. He just stumbled out with a pine cone in his hand. There he is, everybody. Ron Rademacher. Ron, how are you?
You know, Steve, I'm doing just fantastic. It's so great up here. I'm a little short on sleep. We were up half the night
up
trying
here
to figure out how to connect this doggone record player to my Spotify playlist. I can't find a USB port or anything on this doggone
weird
thing.
Yeah. Up here. Where's up here?
In the Upper Peninsula. I moved to the Upper Peninsula and now live up here. In fact, so I can tell you, even though it's the first day of spring in a couple of days, the grouse are on the move, baby, and bears are everywhere, and you can't believe the mushrooms that are growing in the forest up here right now.
Now, I'm going to guess you're a little backwards, because the first day of spring, that was a few months ago. I think you meant to say the first day of fall.
Did I say spring?
See, you're so turned around up there.
This is one of those gaffes that you get at my age. you knew what I meant. September 23rd, first day of fall.
Yeah, we're almost there. A big fall mushrooms. It's that time of the year, isn't it?
Yeah, I actually found a fantastic Loides yesterday. Yeah. Easy for me to say.
Right, easy for you. There you go.
Yeah,
all right.
They're just, autumn, if you're a mushroom or the autumn mushrooms in the UP are coming, so it can't be but about a week or so behind down there.
There you go. So here I am looking at your notes for today, and I see something, when I read this, it rings Ron Rademacher, the Festival of the Forks. The festival. I'm thinking, if anything sounds like my buddy Ron, it's the Festival of the Forks.
The Festival of the Forks, man. Now, it's not the kind you eat with.
Okay.
This is the forks in, and it's not a fork in the road. This is the forks in the river. This is where there's two branches of the river that form the mighty Kalamazoo River, and it forms at Albion. And this is the 53rd year. You know, they always got it going on down there in this Albion. Everybody's looking north right now, but Albion's going to be partying it up. This is the 53rd year, and they do everything. You know, this is a town of 8,000 people, and over 10,000 people come to the festival.
8,000 people come to the Festival of the Forks? Now, may I ask?
Yes.
Are there eating forks available?
There are eating forks available. There are mugs because the Malibu Brewing Company has outdoor music. There's a classic car show. The crews, you know, the classic cars come rolling in on Friday nights to get the party. You might not believe this, but there's beer.
If you're going to be there, hello.
and they have a lot of different kinds of beer in support of ethnic diversity.
Meaning?
Well, you know, there's German beer, there's Dutch beer, there's American beer, there's craft beer, it's ethnic.
Diversity, my favorite. There you go.
In fact, they're so diverse, they start the whole thing off with a fife and drum band.
Really?
Down the main street right by the Bohm Theater, down that beautiful street they've constructed there. Right. And that is the signal to start eating, drinking, dancing, and shopping arts and crafts booths. It's a great festival.
So the guy comes limping along. Hold on. The guy comes limping along with his snare drum, like, you know, with a bloody rag around his forehead, and that's the cue to, you know, bottoms up, boys.
I think actually it's a whole bunch of guys in kilts.
Well, you know what a man wears under his kilt, don't you?
Never look, Steve.
Shoes, Ron.
Shoes. Okay.
That's what a man wears under his kilt. Shoes. A footnote.
Well, no, I'm glad you brought that, because I was puzzling on about, you know, what does a cow have four of and a woman only has two of?
What's that?
I'm not going to tell you. You're going to have to think about that.
I'll get back to you on that. Anyhow.
All right. And a side note there on Albion, by the way, they will be firing up the Anagama, the biggest wood-fired kiln in North America. So if you're down there at the festival, you can check on that. When this thing's going full blast, it consumes a face cord of wood every half hour.
What kind of wood do they use?
Hardwoods.
Yeah.
Maple, oaks.
Yeah.
And they run it for 10 days, and they'll produce 2,000 pieces of pottery in that 10 days.
Now, that's cool. One of my favorite things in school, no joke, I love pottery class. I used to really enjoy that. If I had any time in my life, I'd like the whole. I liked everything about it.
So you did that. Oh, so you know, yeah.
I liked everything about it. Now, we didn't have a wood fire kiln that ate wood like, you know, a monster. No, we didn't have that. But we had a kiln in high school. They probably don't have those anymore. Too many legal restrictions on that. But, yeah, it sounds like a great time. Again, that's when in Albion?
That is this weekend. They will be getting started Friday night, and they'll keep going until everybody's exhausted.
Festival of the Forks. I mean, it's
Festival of the Forks.
Well done, Ron. What else we got on the for people that can't go there? What else you got for me?
Well, we got all kinds of stuff. You know, the road trip of the week is also in southern Michigan, and that's in Howell. They're having the Livingston Gem and Mineral Society show. I know you're a rock hound.
I am.
So they got it all there: rocks, gems, jewelry. They got those fluorescent rocks, you know, those Uper glowers. They got those there, and I understand, and I don't have this. You might want to double check on it, but there's supposed to be the guy there who brings all the fossils.
Oh, see, now you're just talking dirty to me. I love that. You know, I love that.
Yeah.
I do.
I know the buttons.
Yeah, I mean, I'll crawl around on my hands and knees for hours, getting dirty and messed up and cut just to find cool fossils. You know that.
Yeah, yeah, and I understand that guy's going to be there. So, Northern Michigan, I just got a text last night from our people at the Porcupine Mountains. Just to give everybody a color report. The silver maples are now brilliant red and golds and oranges. Most of the other trees are still green, but the text I got last night was that they're between 40% and 60% color.
That's right, pretty strong.
Lake Superior.
Here's
so
what I'm going
to
do for you.
It would be time to head up to Porcupine Mountains and other places north.
Hold on. Here's what I'm going to do for you, because we're out of time. But I'm going to hold you through the break. You got more to talk about here, and I see a couple of other things I want to get to. So if you're willing, Ron, if you're willing to hold your pine cones in place, hold through the break.
I'll postpone my fishing trip for you.
All right. 2.5 bonus minutes with Ron Rademacher right after this.